Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your car insurance. That's a lot of money for a quick phone call, don't you think? That's the average nationwide annual savings from survey data July to December 2020.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, as we do every Friday during football season, we got our man Lamar Mitchell, the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director, coming up. And Rob, let's stay there in the NFL. We know we'll talk with Lamar about what happened last weekend, about what's going to happen next weekend.
I'm going to see him
in the Super Bowl. Next weekend?
Yep.
So you're going to watch the Super Bowl in Vegas?
No, I'm coming back, but I'm going to Vegas again.
Wow. You going Friday night?
Yeah, Friday after the show.
And then coming back like Saturday, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, yeah. But I think I'm going to go in and, you know, put down a couple shekels. We'll see what happens. But I'm
going. Why don't you leave the shekels alone, man? I mean, really. I'm trying to help you.
I need
you buying people
anonymous.
Jordan.
What's the
you
number?
Losing Jordans left and right. You're losing shekels. I mean.
I'm in a bad place right now.
I know, man. I know. I mean, I'm just trying to help a brother out. Golly. All right. Well, speaking of in a bad place, I think Tony Romo's might be in the sunken place, at least when it comes to the latest he said about the Super Bowl coming up. We know it's got a tremendous quarterback matchup. I told you guys last week, Rob, I thought the best matchup before the NFC title game and the AFC title game, I thought the best Super Bowl matchup would be Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady. And sure enough, we got it. We got the GOAT in most people's view. I'm going to give you your respect. You don't think so. But most people say Tom Brady's the GOAT. And we got a guy that many people, including myself, believe has a chance to become the GOAT. And what more can you ask when, Rob, surprisingly, there's a – I mean, I think most people are going to pick Kansas City. But there are people out there that think Tampa Bay is going to pull this out. And Tony Romo, who you said is good friends with Tom Brady, he has talked about this matchup. Rob G's going to read some of the quotes for us.
Yeah, he said a lot during the media teleconference yesterday.
You didn't
afternoon.
Mean a lot. You meant too much.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Just a little bit. But here's the money quote that's got everybody panties up in a bunch, as Rob Parker would say.
Yes.
He said that the upcoming Super Bowl is, quote, the biggest game Patrick Mahomes will play in the rest of his career. And he also added, the fact that Patrick Mahomes is somehow in the discussion for the GOAT, is what he's talking about, shows you how amazing this guy is. There's a chance for Patrick Mahomes playing this game to climb the ladder. If Mahomes wins, he keeps that door open. But if Brady wins, I don't know how anyone can top him.
Look, I will give Romo this, although first of all, this is a huge game, obviously. Every Super Bowl, of course, is huge. But to say it's the most important game or the biggest game he'll ever play, come on. That's just not true.
Not in year three. Just not possible. It's not possible.
Absolutely. What if another – I mean, he may never meet another quarterback as great as Brady. But what if he's, you know, won four in a row? Or what if he's won five – if he's 5-1 or 5-2 in Super Bowls, that sixth Super Bowl he has a chance to win, wouldn't that be huge? That he could tie Tom Brady? I mean, it's just
what if he's going for seven? Wouldn't that be the biggest
right,
one because he could
right,
pass him?
Actually,
so he can't.
Right,
he really
point.
Can't say that. You know, if you want to say the biggest game to this point, Chris,
I'll buy that. Which I think is arguable, though. I hear you. You could buy it. But would you say his first Super Bowl last year was bigger to get that? You know, you get your first when you know that's a monkey off your back. As much as people want to say, including I've said it, Aaron Rodgers hasn't won enough. He hadn't been there in a decade or whatever. He does have the monkey off his back. He's got one, you know?
You can't say that he never won. Right.
Right. But so, I'm just saying you can argue that that one would have been Mahomes' biggest game. But the thing, Rob, to say that Brady locks up the GOAT, I get Tony saying seven. I mean,
no,
seven,
but,
Rob.
But that's
seven
also
is,
to, that's also
that,
to put that
don't
out
say
there.
It
you
can't
know?
Happen.
Right. But it's also to put it out there, Chris, just like, oh, yeah, just in case. I want you guys to know, if somehow they win this game, whatever, he's the GOAT. This is the end of the conversation. That's what he wants. And if he loses, he can still say, still the GOAT. He's still got six. Nobody's got six. You know what I mean? It's a win-win. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Seven would be huge. That would be more.
No, I'm not saying that.
Than just any franchise has. Think about that. That's crazy. But I just think you can't. That would not automatically. It would. I think it would seal him as the GOAT now. I think he's the GOAT already. But I think it would. There. I don't know how somebody would question him. I know you'd come up with a way.
Yeah,
but,
well, I mean, Tom Brady also got busted for cheating. The Patriots have gotten busted for cheating. There's a lot of stuff, Chris, that people will never give him or the Patriots their full due or Bill Belichick. Those are facts. Whether it might not bother you, but there are a lot of football fans out there that will never give the Patriots or the Patriots should be one of those things that you revere, and they don't. And it's not just because they won. Because I'll tell you that Derek Jeter Yankee team, people can hate the Yankees, but they can't take anything away from that group of players. And that's the difference where people can look for things and say, yeah, I don't know. And if Brady loses the game, you know, is it fair for me to write a column that he lost the Super Bowl because Bill Belichick and them weren't there to help him cheat? Can I write that column on Monday?
You might write it, but I don't think that's going to, you know. If he loses, I think he's going to lose because I think Kansas City's better. But I don't think
yeah,
– I think Brady's already won. I think he's already won. Like, he can't – if he wins, it'll be even bigger. But what he's done to get a team that was 7-9 to the Super Bowl to beat – you know, win three straight games on the road – You know, one in Lambeau against Aaron Rodgers at 43. Like, I mean, it's huge already. But, you know, let me ask you this. And you may have just answered the question. Is there anything Brady could do that would make you say he's the GOAT?
I don't know. I just have to.
I mean, you know, realistically, like, yeah. If he won, and I don't know. I mean, I guess it's within the realm of possibility. But I'm actually surprised you said that. That you're open to it.
I mean, it just depends on as we see some other things.
The facts you just said won't go away. You know what
no,
I mean?
That Belichick I'm just saying, cheated. Yeah, that, I know. But if he was able to win without the Patriot way and Belichick and all that, then maybe there would be something to it. You know, there are people, you know, Eric Dickerson talks about, you know, the Rams, his team, being cheated and those guys back, you know, when they had the greatest show on turf.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there.
How do you say he didn't cheat in every Super Bowl? And I mean, I don't even know if he cheated in any Super Bowl.
But they believe that that was the Patriot way. That's all I'm saying. And you would you admit they don't get as much credit as you would think a team that's won as much as they have?
I don't admit that. I think they do. I mean, I think every time I see people on television talking about the Patriots, they say they're the GOAT, that he's the GOAT, that Belichick's the GOAT. Like, generally, I know there are a few dissenters here and there, but for the most part, Rob, you have to admit, everybody we watch on TV, whether it's a reporter, commentator, an opinionist, a former player, virtually all of them are saying that those two are the GOAT, Belichick and Brady.
But see, here's the difference. If Mahomes and they do it the right way, quote unquote, and they don't have any of those issues, there'll be people
good point.
And say, all right, Mahomes might only have 4 or 5. He was 4-0 or 5-0, and he don't have any scandals. He wasn't busted. He wasn't suspended for cheating. Do you know what I mean? Then you could make a case against Brady and the Patriots. You could, Chris.
No. I don't know that 4-0 will get it done. And like you said,
4-0, one against Brady, right? Because he'd have to win this one. 4-0, one against Brady. And then all the records, all the numbers, couple more MVPs, you would start to look at it. And because of the league, the way it's set up, his number would far outpower
his stats
Joe Montana.
I'm
saying.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely Montana. The thing is, and Brady's gotten a 10. It's going to be interesting. You just have to watch how it happens. You know, if he's 5-1, could you say he's the GOAT? You could say he's the GOAT. Because like you said, his numbers are going to be huge.
3 losses is a lot. And 4, Chris, to be GOAT. This is the LeBron argument. And it doesn't mean...
Yeah, but to have 6 wins. I mean, Magic was 5-4 in the final.
It's still a lot of losses, though. It's a lot of loss for some people.
Yeah, but getting there is big.
I'm just saying, everybody doesn't look at the same thing. Losses are losses.
Yeah,
and he lost to Eli twice.
You will have said he got to 10 Super... Well, this is a fact. He's gotten to more Super Bowls than any franchise other than New England, which obviously he led them to 10 of their 11. We'll see if he wins more, but he's won as much as any franchise. Yeah, I hear you. A loss is a loss.
I'm just saying, all I'm saying is that you could make a case against him. You couldn't.
Yeah, but you can always make a case. You can make a case against Jordan. It's not as strong as,
I don't know, it's hard to make.
You can make a case. Well, no, you can talk about, obviously there's people that talk about Kareem. I wouldn't say Bill Russell. He didn't have the individual, you know, statistics even anywhere near Jordan. Obviously, you got people that think it's LeBron, you know. So, but it's
not after last night in Detroit. They don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I tell you what, Joel Embiid, who I'm watching right now, is making a good push for it. He for the MVP. He might be the MVP right now. If the season ended now, Embiid might get the nod over LeBron.
And LeBron will have his panties in a bunch again for the second year in a row.
I don't think he was thinking MVP going into the year, but he's right there now. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Tony Romo, is he off his rocker? Or do you agree? A Tom Brady Super Bowl win will lock it up. He's the GOAT forever, period, the end. And if Pat Mahomes loses, he'll never have a chance to be the GOAT. Your turn, 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Tom Brady could do that.
Tom Brady could do that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Got to get some get back. I'm mad. This is the godfather of not only soul, but darn near hip hop. The way they sampled all his jams. None other than the great James Brown on the Odd Couple Funky Flashback Friday.
That's right.
That ain't right. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. We're also brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. Cashback match only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. 877-99 on Fox. Let's get to the phone calls, Rob. Let's see if they think Brady and Mahomes is as big as Tony Romo does.
I want to say this real quick. There was a lawyer in New York, and you know you get to ask questions, Chris, to be able to excuse people from the jury.
Right.
And one of the questions, it was a racially sensitive case.
Okay.
And he asked white prospective jurors, who's the godfather of soul? And if they couldn't say James Brown, they were dismissed.
Is that true?
Yes. I swear to you, that was
one of
the
questions. Was it a black judge?
No, black lawyer. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, black lawyer. You're right.
Defense lawyer. Lawyer's defense
right.
lawyer.
Yeah, right, right.
That was the question.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Wow.
He said, if you don't know who the godfather of soul is, then you can't be sympathetic to my client. All right. Patrick in Baltimore, right. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How you all doing this evening?
We are great, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm a big fan. Love your show. And
thank
you. Guys are just awesome, all right?
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I disagree wholeheartedly with Tony Romo. I just don't understand his logic. Let's just say, if you say that Tom Brady is the GOAT, now, I'm not like a Tom Brady fan. I'm not a Pat Mahomes fan, anything like
Who's
that.
Who's the GOAT right now?
Hmm?
Who's the GOAT?
Who's the GOAT?
Quarterback.
I probably lean toward Joe Montana, personally. That's me too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's me. But listen, if you say that Tom Brady is the GOAT, let's say you say that. If somebody says that, I don't have a problem with it. But if you say Tom Brady is the GOAT, think about it. He never beat Eli Manning twice. He didn't beat Nick
Foles. He beat a lot of other people.
Right, so he's got losses on his resume. So that means if Pat Mahomes, let's say he lost the Super Bowl to Tom Brady, he technically could still be the GOAT because Tom Brady has lost to some people
right.
in the Super
right.
Bowl he's never beat.
That, great point. That's a
and
great point.
And he lost
point.
To guys that weren't great. I mean, Eli was clutch.
Eli's going to be in the Hall of Fame, but the one in Philadelphia to a backup quarterback.
Right.
You know what I mean? That might be it. Patrick, great call.
Even though he threw for 500 yards.
No, I get it, but he still lost. Santos in Texas, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Santos?
What's up, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love you guys. Best sports talk show out.
Wow.
Thank you, man. Look, don't make it the last time.
Santos.
I'm going to be calling more often because you guys need more 20-year-old men like me opinion. You got too many old people calling.
Yes, uh-oh. We need you. We're in Texas.
Radio.
Where okay. in Texas are you?
I'm from Killeen, Texas, but I'm in Austin right now.
Okay, cool. All right.
Well, look, after a statement like that, you better come correct.
You better
Let's
bring
hear
it.
It.
Bring there be strong
Tony
to
Romo
the mic.
Is saying it's because it's a safe bet. It's really hard to catch up to seven rings, but it's no way. There's no way in his third year that this is Mahomes' most important game.
Right.
We all know Tony Romo is the president of the Tom Brady fan club.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to give it to him. Tom Brady's the GOAT. Rob, stop hating.
I'm not hating.
You're right. You're right. He's hating.
And I just want to close this out by saying Deshaun Watson is a coward, and he's not Ooh. Welcome in Texas no more.
Wow.
We just Santos. Had Sean Salisbury on yesterday, and he said 95% of Houston was with Watson.
Well, Santos is a part of the five. I'm with Santos. Get rid of him. Oh, I'm sorry. Gage, you didn't read my column today, I'm dead spin. Gage, you know I ripped Greg
on,
Jennings
Look,
in my
that
column.
That last call,
I
man,
saw
he
it.
Don't ever,
I saw it.
That, hey, what's going
we
on, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Gage? How are
what's
you,
up, brother?
What's up, man? What's
Gage
up,
calling
man?
From St. Louis, the baseball capital of
Luke
America.
Gage. Luke Gage.
Go Cards. Go Cards. How about them Chiefs, man?
Yep.
Let's go. Yes, sir. Now, look, that last caller, you don't ever need to call in again with that asinine statement talking about that man's a coward. He has his personal reasons for making
hey,
that decision.
Rob,
and I'll
Rob
leave it at that.
Amen'd him. Rob was amen. In the amen corner.
He,
I
mean, hey, you know, Gage,
look,
he
man,
took
Rob
the money.
Gage, go ahead.
No,
Rob.
I'm not. I'm as consistent
you'll be a,
as a brand
you'll be a
muffin.
Member, you'll be a member of Bruce R's brigade if you go at Rob right now.
Hey, don't even go ahead, Gage. Don't do that. Really? You gonna let Chris
Look,
coach
I,
you?
I
into
got
that?
Love for both of y'all, man. I got love for both of y'all.
All right, so what's your point?
Tonight. But I will say this. Tom Brady's the GOAT right now, obviously. And, you know, to me, without question, Joe Montana aside, you know, I'm not really from that era, so I can't really speak on it. Tom Brady is the GOAT right now. But at the end of the day, if Patrick Mahomes wins against Tom Brady, then he will be along the lines of headed towards the greatness that Tom Brady has accomplished. And so what I'm trying to say is I don't wholeheartedly agree with Romo's statement, and I understand as a journalist it's your job to, you know, market the game, and, you know, but it's a fine line between over-exaggerating and then having a hot take, and I just think that he kind of over-exaggerated.
Gabe,
that
here's the
thing,
too, though. You said if Mahomes, beats Brady, he's got a chance to become the GOAT. If he loses, exactly. He's still got a chance. You don't
He has the rest of his career, man.
Right,
like,
exactly. That's the point.
Give him some time, man. You know, a lot of people don't want to have time in the equation, you know, as one of the things that may or may not put you on a pedestal as being the greatest. You know, only time will be able to tell.
All right, we lost him.
Thanks, Gage. Let's get one last one, brother. Pat in Maine, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Hey, I just want to push back a little bit on the narrative that Brady's losses in the Super Bowl necessarily hurt him. It just means that he didn't lose earlier. That's it. He got there. So to hold those against him, to say that he lost three, and, you know, if the Chiefs go out and win, he loses four, he's still been there 10 times.
Right. But Pat, I agree with you, Pat.
Hold on, Pat.
But if
what's
he's if he has if he's 6-4, and okay. Patrick Mahomes is 5-1 with way better stats. That's good. The losses are going to weigh on people.
But that's another issue.
Yeah, that's a big if. What are the chances?
I'm just saying, the losses will count, Chris. If Mahomes doesn't have as many,
I agree. Yeah, if somebody gets close, it becomes a factor. Right now,
go ahead, Pat. One last question. Go ahead.
I'm just going to ask you this. So do Montana's losses and his road to not getting to any other Super Bowl hurt him because Brady lost on the biggest stage? What about Montana losing in the playoffs to not get to more than four? If that's the case,
Jerry West, who went to, what was he, Chris, 1-9 in the NBA? He went to 10, 1-8, he went to 9. No, but I'm
just
saying.
You got to win most of them.
Let me finish with this. This is why
you're
a Nick Wright fan, aren't you, Pat?
Because that's Nick's argument about LeBron. Oh, he's been to 10, Jordan only got to 6.
So let me finish with this.
Go ahead.
Let me finish with this. I agree with Romo because if Brady does win this, what are the chances that Pat Mahomes, who I love, don't get me wrong, I love Mahomes, what are the chances that he's going to have a chance to get to win seven?
Well, here's the key, Pat Owen. We get what you're saying.
Right, that makes sense.
Mahomes doesn't have to win seven. To become the GOAT. What if he goes 6-2?
Right.
And his stats are dwarfing Brady's.
Okay, if then he goes 6-2.
Or 6-1.
In one of those losses, he loses to Brady.
No, that won't be the equalizer because you could use. Then you could use the Eli Manning thing against Brady.
Eli Manning, right.
Why can't you use the Eli Manning? He lost to him twice.
There's no doubt. It's interesting though. You can see it's a fun discussion. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got our man Lamar Mitchell coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
With your bad self. You know who it is when you hear the funky music. He's the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director. He is our main man, Lamar Mitchell. What up, brother?
How you doing tonight, fellas? Doing good. Good
doing
here.
Great. Doing great. We're great, man. Rob said he's coming to see you next week.
Again for the big game like, weekend. Again? I'm looking forward to it.
Man, Lamar's my guy.
Way to clean it up.
Mad when I say I want
to
come to Vegas. Lamar likes when I come and hang out with him.
He was like, what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He gets to experience all the fun up close in person.
That's Lamar, right. I can't wait to get out there to see you, man. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. All right, let's get it started. Before we look ahead to the Super Bowl, tell us quickly how you guys at the MGM did in the championship round.
Actually, you know, I think last week I mentioned we took a couple high six-figure bets on the Packers last week. So that game was a big win for us. But the public came back and we lost a little bit on that late game, the Chiefs game, because everybody had the Chiefs. But for the weekend, we actually bounced it out and did pretty well.
I did pretty well, too, Lamar.
Nice.
Lamar, you don't want to hear hello.
I won both games. What happened? The Jordans from Rob.
Oh, God.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yes. They're in the mail. I can't wait.
Whatever. Yeah, the check's in the mail, and I love you, too, okay? All right? All right, the Chiefs are 1-8 versus the spread. In the previous 9 games, then of course they blew the doors off of Buffalo in the AFC Championship game. Were bettors fading the Chiefs during the bad stretch they had? And do you think that those bettors will start to come back around after the way the Chiefs played last week?
Believe it or not, I mean, they were on the Chiefs all year. And since the Chiefs didn't really do that well against the spread, they never really get off the train. And I don't expect them to get off the train this weekend. I mean, our favorite quarterback, your favorite quarterback, TB12, is on the other side. So he's a big public play, but the public always likes a big favorite. And even though the spot is only 3.5, they're still going to be betting on the Chiefs. That's what we anticipate.
Lamar, I got another non-Super Bowl question. Now, news broke today that Matthew Stafford could end up with the Rams. In your view, how big of an upgrade is Stafford over Jared Goff? And how much do you think it would affect the gambling lines?
That is a huge upgrade. Not that I'm low on Jared Goff, but you have a guy that's done it year in and year out. I think Stafford's been in the league, what, about 12 years now, somewhere around there?
Yes. And he's next proved, year will be a Baker's dozen, and he still won't win a playoff game. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
He's proved that it, you know, if he has the personnel, and, you know, with that offense with the Rams and that defense especially, that would be a big upgrade for them. And that NFC West, again, would be another tight division.
How about this? Where's the story I read about a woman who bet $2.3 million at your spot at the MGM already on the Bucks to cover the 3.5-point spread? Is that unusual to see a six-figure bet this early?
Typically, yeah. Usually we don't get those.
Somebody could get hurt.
Yeah, typically, right, exactly. Typically, those seven-figure bets come in late. I have people calling me, hey, how much can I get down on this game? A couple years ago, I had a guy call me about an hour before Super Bowl. He said, how much can I get on this game? I said, well, how much do you have? And he said, a huge seven-figure sum. And I said, bring it down. He said, I'm in the limo driving right down right now. So usually those bets come right during.
Did he win or lose, if you remember last year? Did he win or lose?
He actually won. He actually won, wow. But
what was his winnings? What were his winnings? Do you remember? I'm just curious.
Almost he bet a little bit, not as much as the lady bet, but he won close to what she won or would win.
He won. Wow! And the woman who bet the 2.3. How do you bring $2.3 million to the MGM? Is it a cashier's check? Is it a wire transfer? How do you do that?
Well, it's always better. The guy I'm talking about, he brought cash.
Bodyguards.
So that was not
good. He brought cash?
He brought cash. So it took us a long time to count that money. But a lot of times they come in with casino chips where it's a lot easier for us to count the money. But, you know, cash, casino chips, it's all green. So it all works for us.
Wow. Lamar, you hear how Rob is feeling you out. I'm worried about him. Because he wants to, I mean – all he's talking about is shekels, shekels, shekels.
I'm gonna get
and
there.
And he's losing everything.
I've won a little bit. Lamar knows that. I won a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen him cash a few tickets.
All right.
You know?
All right.
You got
all right.
If you don't play, you can't win.
All right. Well, look, you got 2 weeks between the championship weekend and the Super Bowl. Do you see more board movement than usual in those 2 weeks? Like, you know, is it different than a normal week?
You know what it is? This week here, which is a quiet week, it's a week where we get up a lot of the props. We're going to have about 400 to 600 props. So it's a lot of people coming in, checking out the props. You know, we have guys say, well, hey, can I bet to win 100,000 on that prop or close to that? And so they're just looking at what they see as a bad number that they think that we might have. But, of course, it's always – your opinion versus our opinion. And, you know, with sports betting, it's always people putting their opinion where their money is.
You know, the one that always stands out to me, and Lamar and Chris, you might both remember this, was that the safety scored against Peyton Manning. Do you remember that? Like the first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a prop bet for safety as the first score. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Or was it? It was at
no.
The first. What was it?
Yeah, you're correct. That was a big loser for us because typically people bet those because they've never happened ever, ever, ever. It's like the overtime prop. People are going to bet that constantly. The safety prop, hey, this never happens. So once they finally bet it, and they always, you know, they hammer the number down. And then so when you have a big player that wants to bet six figures on it or a high five figures on it, and they hit it, which he did, it's a big liability on it for us. But we were happy that they finally won. And I think the next year they had the same scenario happen again the following season.
And what exactly was it again? Was it just a safety in the game or the first score of safety?
First scoring play of the game.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. First scoring play of the game, yeah.
All right, Lamar, last one. And this is a good one. All right. Tony Romo said yesterday that if Tom Brady wins this Super Bowl over Mahomes, that's it. The door is shut. Brady's the GOAT, period, and Mahomes will never catch him. Rob and I think that's crazy. First, give me your thoughts on that. would Brady winning number seven make him the GOAT forever? And second, hypothetically, what do you think the over-under for total number of Super Bowl appearances for Mahomes would be?
Well, I would have to agree with you guys on your assessment there, because if Brady does win, I wouldn't necessarily say that Mahomes doesn't have a chance to catch him because he's so young. What is he, 23, 24 years old?
Yeah.
And with that coach and with the way how they're forward thinking, Andy Reid's always been forward thinking with his offenses. So he's always going to do something that's going to come up before everybody else is doing it. So I would probably put that number, because obviously Brady getting six, what he has now, that's a magical number. So maybe 4.5 for Mahomes. And if you even say 4.5,
that's a high number. 4.5 appearances?
4.5 wins.
Wins. Okay, how many appearances?
I would probably say maybe 6.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's
so
fair.
Rob, if he's 4-2, I don't think that's enough. If Brady wins seven.
He wouldn't be, because Montana's 4-0. You know what I mean? It would be hard to look at that.
Right.
At 4-2.
Right.
Yeah.
Lamar, great stuff as always, man. Get ready for your hanging out with Rob next weekend.
I can't wait. I can't. You know,
Vegas
is my second home.
I gotta get a break this weekend.
Lamar sounds
like
he can wait.
I'm gonna take it easy this weekend.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Can't wait to get to the MGM to hang out with you.
All right. We'll see you next week. Have a good weekend, fellas.
All right, brother. Peace. It's more of the Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something on your auto insurance. We got breaking news from Major League Baseball. Here's Steve DeSager.
What?
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Guys, Fox's Ken Rosenthal reports the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to acquire all-star third baseman Nolan Arenado from the Colorado Rockies. The deal still needs formal approval from MLB and the union, because the Rockies are sending the Cardinals a lot of cash. He believes it to be in the $50 million range, and Arenado will be deferring money. But this is a guy who's not only a career 293 hitter, he's won a gold glove in the National League at third base each of his first 8 seasons of his career. The only other player to start a major league career with a gold glove streak that long was Ichiro Suzuki, 10 straight in the outfield, and Ichiro did not start his major league career at age 22 like Arenado. This would be
and
a
he didn't
huge,
play the hot corner, you know
huge
what I'm saying?
Thing. And, yeah. Of course, they have Paul Goldschmidt at first base already in St. Louis. I assume they will re-sign Molina. This is a big, big deal for St. Louis.
Very big. What are your thoughts, Rob? You're always
amazing.
Talking about St. Louis.
We just had Gage call in from St. Louis, Chris. And I always say St. Louis is the baseball capital of the United States for this reason. They can't sell any more tickets, and they're always trying to win, Chris. Always.
Yep, yep. And this is a sign that they're going for it.
I love that. I love
it. Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Well, let's move. Another potential trade, we asked Lamar about it, but what if Matthew Stafford does go to the Rams? How big – you think that's a big upgrade over Goff, or an upgrade at all?
I don't know. I'm jaded when it comes to Matthew Stafford, because I've seen him, Chris, for a long time from his very first game. I'm just not so sure. I've seen the stats. I've also seen when the game
stats
is even.
Look good, not just yards, but you
right.
know, he doesn't throw a ton of interceptions for his touchdowns,
no.
you know?
But the problem is when the game is on the line, like when you start the game, I've seen too many 21-0s, and then all of a sudden Stafford comes alive.
Right.
And that's
right.
What bothers me is his record against teams over 500 is awful, Chris.
Right.
He doesn't beat good teams. And I'm not saying it's all on him, but I'll see. I mean,
well,
Jared Goff, you can say whatever
down
you want.
On Goff. clearly.
I know. I get it. I get it. He hasn't played well, turned over the ball a lot. He did get you to the Super Bowl. He did quarterback you to a great offense, Chris, fifth all-time in the NFL.
That feels like a decade ago.
No, I get it. It's been a couple years. What, three years now? Yeah.
I don't even think it's been 3 years. Maybe three, two or three.
Yeah.
But, yeah, three years, yeah. Nah, I hear you, but I do think Stafford's an upgrade. I would love to see him with a Sean McVay. I think they got – obviously the Rams have a nice receiving core. And I think we'll get to find out what Stafford is. You might be right. You know, if he goes to a good team but can't really do anything there, then I think you'd be right. But I'd like to see him in a good situation. Because
if you're that kind of guy, Chris, in 12 years, you would have won a playoff game just on your back by yourself. You would have.
I don't know. Detroit, Rob, come on. They've won what, one in like 60 years? Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.